You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
The number that everyone needs to know in the world of investing. That's right. Everybody out there that's investing, you need to know this number. And I'm going to show you exactly what that number is and how to get there. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live, all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button, and check out the description box to follow us on our other social media, and also how you can help us with our calls. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. What is your number? So many times, I even been a person myself where you're just out there, you investing, good for you. You're putting up money, you're buying stocks, you're buying real estate, you're starting business, or whatever the case may be. But it's like with any journey, you got to know what the destination is. How much money do I need? What type of money am I looking for? So what is this? We're going to go through step by step, and I'm going to give you a scenario, how to figure out what is your number and how to get there. And the number that I'm talking about, what is your retirement number? What number? It's not an age. Like we said, it's not an age. It's not 35, 45, 50, 60. It's a number. And what it takes and what does it take to get to that number? I'm going to show you exactly. Here we go. So the first question you got to ask yourself, how much money do you want to make in retirement? In this scenario, I'm going to say someone says, hey, I want to make $50,000 a year. Maybe this person is going to have a pension. Let's say, hey, I'm a military service member. I'm going to retire in 20 years, and I'm going to make $50,000 in military pensions. And guess what? I want to make another $50,000. To bring it to $100,000, right? So I'm already going to have $50,000 from Social Security, being a school teacher, firefighter, whatever, inheritance. I'm already going to have $50,000 a year from that. I need to have another $50,000 because I want to make $100,000 in retirement. So boom, first you got to know how much do you want to make in retirement and what do you need? So we're going to set a scenario, the person wants $50,000. Next question, when do you want to retire and how old are you now? So let's say you're 18 years old now, you want to retire at the age of 38 and you want to make $50,000 a year. Because you're already going to have $50,000 coming in from your military pension, right? To bring it to $100,000 in retirement, right? So that means that if you are 18 years old now and you want to retire when you're 38, that means you have 20 years of accumulation and investing. 20 years, right? So now that we know we have 20 years of investing, some people may want to go to 40, 45, 50, 60. That number changes. But let's say this person has 20 years of investing. Now we must look at the life expectancy in the United States. How long you plan on living? I did a quick Google search and it says 78. In 2016, the life expectancy in the United States was 78, according to the United States Census Bureau. But let's say you drunk your water and ate your veggies and you're going to live to 85. So now we know a couple of things about you. We're like, okay, this person wants to retire at 38 and they plan on living to 85 years old. So this means that if you retire at 38 and you plan on living to 85 years old, you have 47 years of making this $50,000, right? What does that number look like and how did you figure it out? So for this person to retire at the age of 38 and to bring in $50,000 a year until they're 85 years old, right? And we're going to assume that they put their money in 4%. Let's say their money makes 4%. Right. So they're going to put in a corporate bond or, an index fund that, an ETF that tracks bonds. Right. Like a BLV, ILTB, a bond index. And they're earning 4%. So if a person wants to draw $50,000, this is how I figured it out. I had a financial calculator. But don't worry about it. I'm going to drop a link to where you have retirement calculators where you can just punch the numbers in. You don't have to be a finance guru to figure it out. But let's say how I got to this number was, I said this person wants to pull $50,000. They want a future value of zero. That means that in 47 years, when they're 85, they want to have zero, right? They drew 4%. Their money grew at 4% annually. And they did this for 47 years. So to draw $50,000 for 47 years, growing at 4% interest rate, you're going to need, your number is going to be $1,052,146, right? So that's what your number is going to look like, you know, a little bit over $1 million. That's how I got to your number. Now, Prince, you told what my number is. Grant, great. I need $1 million by the age of 38 to get to retire. How do I get to it? Glad you asked. How are you going to get there? This is how I figured out. I said, okay, this person, let's say if they put their money into the S&P 500 index. Let's say the S&P 500 index, we know on average, earns about 10% annually over time. But let's say if the index, we're going to adjust for inflation. So we're going to say you only earn 7% for 20 years. You have no money saved today, and you need to get to your number. So I'm going to say it again. You got 20 years growing, your money growing at 7% annually, because you just threw it in the index. That was it. Grew at 7% annually. You have zero saved today. What do I need to do to get to my number of a little bit over $1 million? So this person needs to invest $25,664.94, aka $2,138 per month, right? So that's what this person needs to invest per month for 20 years to get to the age of 38 and to be able to draw $50,000. So how I did that, I put in future value of $1,052,146. I said present value was zero, meaning you started with nothing. Growing at 7% interest, right? We just went off of the S&P 500 adjusted for inflation. So we didn't use 10%, we used 7%. And you did this for 20 years. You will reach your goal by the age of 38. Now, this number is different for everybody. Some people say, well, Prince, I don't want to retire at 30. I want to retire at 45. I want to retire at 50, 55, whatever the case may be. So I want to have more years to invest. Prince, I think I can do better than 7%. All those numbers could be adjusted. But the thing is, you need to know your number and how to get there. Because you may be farther away than you expect, or you may be closer than you expect. But if you are out there investing, you need to know what is your number and what does it take to get there, right? So put that number in there, figure out how much you need to go, and now you can figure out, hey, I need to become more aggressive with investing, or I need to slow down. So the name of the game is not to just sit back and make money, but where are we going, all right? So I hope this video was helpful. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.